You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Dom and Jeremy show, ready to play. Rattle off. Jeremy, the first person to get through today is Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Oh. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
What are you doing this morning?
I am headed to work.
What do you do?
I am a caregiver for an ALS patient.
Oh, you're a good human.
Oh, my God. We have the greatest listeners in the universe.
You're a good human.
Thank you for doing that work.
Of course.
We appreciate you. Do you know how this game works?
I do.
All right. So for people who have tuned in and don't know, who are saying, what's going on right now? We are going to give Patricia a category. She doesn't get any time to think about it. We give her the category. We start the timer. She has 10 seconds to think really fast and rattle off 5 examples of that category. 10 seconds, Patricia. We need 5, and I'm going to explain this one. I will not allow, like, hamburger shops like McDonald's or anything. We're looking for 5 sandwich chains. Sandwich restaurant chains. We want traditional sandwich shops. 5 of those. Ready? And go.
Jimmy John's, Blimpies, Subway, Pat Subs, and...
Oh, no!
Oh.
Give me a Jersey Mike's.
Quiznos.
Oh.
Schlotzky's.
The Schlotzky's!
Dang it.
Well, crap.
You know what? You did really well, though. So, you just didn't win.
Right?
Yeah.
Good enough.
You're doing really well in your regular life, so
yeah.
Good job.
You got us beat, so. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Bye, Patricia.
All right, you guys too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, why did you have to mention Schlotzky's?
You like that one?
I love that one.
What's your order?
Just a regular Schlotzky's.
What's a regular Schlotzky's? I've never had Schlotzky's.
You've got to be kidding me. We're going as soon as we get off the air.
Why? Is there one around here?
Probably not.
It's got a silly
name. The last
name.
Time I used to drive by one down on South Parker Road. I'm assuming it's still there.
I mean, it's... Okay.
What's the
a
matter?
A sandwich is a sandwich,
no,
right?
No. These
what?
Are different. It's because of the bread they come on. They're round, first of all, so they're not like sub sandwiches.
Okay.
They're round. They're circular.
And does it make them taste different if they're round?
Mm-hmm. That and the bread that they put on, like a sourdough bread.
I'll have to look them up.
Oh. How can you be 44 years old and never have been to a Schlotzky's?
I don't know. I love their motto. It's a mouthful.
See, you're looking them up online. You're curious.
Oh, they got cinnamon rolls there.
Hey, Marcy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
You like Schlotzky's?
I do. Sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at this. They are round and delicious looking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Didn't know they still existed.
Yeah, there was one down on Parker. I'm assuming it's still there. Jeremy, look up and see how many are in the Denver area.
I already closed up my browser.
Oh, great.
We've given them enough free
We've given them about $10,000 worth of free advertising right now. So, yeah, let's not talk about them anymore until they write us a check. Marcy, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
From nice. What?
From banking.
Banking.
Oh, okay. What did you do? Were you, like, opening accounts or were you a big muckety-muck? What were you?
A little bit of everything.
There you go.
Nice.
Atta girl.
They miss you, I bet.
Yeah.
We can't get anything done now that Marcy's gone.
Probably true.
Good.
Are we allowed to ask which bank it was?
I worked for First Bank, a great Colorado bank.
Yeah, their jingle, the Colorado Bank for you.
You got it. You got it.
Everyone knows First Bank.
Yeah, Dave Logan used to talk about them all the time. I don't know if he still does.
Way to give Dave Logan a plug.
Another $5,000.
What's the matter with
you? I don't know. And First Bank just got about $10,000.
What the heck?
I do know that I had a friend of mine who confessed that they used to hear the radio jingles for First Bank that just start by going, First Bank, right?
Yeah.
First Bank. She goes, for the longest time, she swore they were saying Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The Thursday Bank. They only accept deposits on Thursdays.
Hey, let me ask you something, Marcy. Are you hip to all of the banks, like, around the country? For the most part?
I don't know about that.
Okay,
no,
so there's a...
Really.
There, There's a banking chain that I don't believe is in the Denver area, but it's called Fifth Third.
Oh, we've talked about them before.
Have you heard of them?
I've heard of it, but that's about it.
Okay, I'm still trying to figure. I still don't know the origin of their name. It's the worst name ever for a business. They call themselves Fifth Third.
Yep, it doesn't do much for you.
No, it's horrible. It does not roll off the tongue.
They have a Wikipedia page.
Well, does it say where they...
Oh, it's a lot of reading.
We just gave them $5,000.
What are you doing?
I don't know. My general manager is going to storm down here in a little bit. And,
The thing with this bank is it's a round building, like the sandwiches.
All of the Fifth Thirds around?
I'm just joking. Oh, God.
What was that bank over on Broadway, Broadway and Hamden, that was round?
It's like the weird, yeah.
It looked like a spaceship.
Yeah, what is that bank?
Do you know that one, Marcy?
I forget what that was. Yeah. I don't remember what it was.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds. I'm going to bring back a category we have tried now 5 or 6 times without a winner.
Oh, Lord, this is my first time. Okay.
It's your first time ever?
Fine.
But you've heard it before. You've heard the game before, right?
A few times. Okay, I'll try.
You can do it.
Let's go.
10 seconds. We want 5 movies that star Tom Hanks. 5 movies. Wait, Marcy. 5 movies with Tom Hanks. Now you gotta say ready and go.
Sleepless in Seattle, Castaway. Oh, I'm drawing a blank.
Toy Story.
And we cannot get a winner. That's like 6 times now.
Gosh, we've done that so many times.
Well,
thanks for the chance.
We enjoy talking with you. You enjoy your day today, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye. Hello, Taylor.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I am driving to work at the moment.
What do you do?
I clean houses.
Oh, it's got to be
hard work.
Lucrative biz, though, man.
It's hard work.
I'm trying to talk Jeremy into doing that for Nicole because Nicole wants it.
Yeah.
And Jeremy is refusing to let her get that.
So harsh.
I say,
I don't know if that's a good idea.
You have refused for years.
I have. Because we can do it ourselves.
Oh, for God's sake. I'll tell you what, it's the greatest thing. We have, we're at like about every 5 weeks now. We have a team come in. There's 3 of them. And they just whoosh.
Clean it all up.
Oh, my God. It's the way to go, man.
Wow.
I mean, you can have it done like monthly, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, just anytime you need it. Like, say, like right after the holidays.
Are you insured and licensed?
They're bonded, I'm sure.
Yes.
Are you? No, that's a big deal. I will say we have interviewed a few
that have
been recommended to us.
Why did you hire them?
They were not licensed and insured.
Oh, for God's
sake. I'm not having anybody fall down my stairs. We're responsible then for their medical bills.
Taylor.
That's just smart work there.
Let me pull you aside. Let me just talk to you and me for just a second, okay, Taylor? His whole thing is that he doesn't want somebody going through his underwear drawer or looking through his photo albums and stuff. I've tried to tell him you're way too busy to worry about his flipping underwear drawer.
Yeah, we don't have time for that.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm sure you would.
Nobody cares about your underwear.
Oh, I believe you, Taylor. What else are you going to say?
5 boys. Trust me, I'm good. I've got my fair share.
You've seen all the underpants you can, huh?
Yeah, she's had underpants for days.
But what else are you going to say? No, we don't do that. I mean, you're going to be like, yeah, we totally go through your underpants.
He tends to think that everyone
I
is...
The only thing I ever look through is like your liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hire her. Hire her immediately.
See, now I really want you licensed and insured if you're drunk.
You know what? She would need to be drunk to go through your underwear drawer. I'll tell you that.
Got some good-looking pairs, though.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't know how you're getting the easy one, but you get the easy one today.
Okay.
10 seconds. You better not botch this. It's in 10 seconds, we need 5 different kinds of pies.
Oh, come
5
on.
Pies. You can do it. Okay. Ready and go.
All right, cherry pie, peach pie, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, and pecan pie.
One of my all-time favorites.
You like that one?
Oh, I love a pecan pie. Love that. You're a winner! too easy.
That was really easy.
Too easy.
That's all right, though.
Eh, I feel a little bad for everybody else who's playing today.
The Tom Hanks one was easy, too.
I know. I've done it 19...
I have been waiting for that one. I was honestly ready.
Really? I almost said, just give her the Tom Hanks one again.
No, no. You never know. You can't request them. No. You didn't need that stupid Tom Hanks one. You know your pies. Okay. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, and he'll get your phone number so Jeremy can hire you to clean his house.
Okay? We'll take some shots and do some mopping, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a good time.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, thanks,
guys. Hold on. Don't go away. Josh, please take good care of Taylor.
That was fun.
I enjoyed that today.